Okay, I think we still have time for a talk. Except that was pretty good, wasn't it? Yeah. This is why we take classes. We take classes to learn and grow and to remember that we're always learning and growing. There's always more. I really realized that yesterday when I went back to my old home church, you know. You return there, and sometimes you return, and they see you as the same as you used to be, but then they see you as different, and they were quite lovingly surprised. I said, yeah, this church has grown me up. Not too long ago, Mikey's in the audience now, she hired me. I told people at this class I just taught, I said, you got a problem with me, talk to Mikey. And one night as Mikey was leaving the class, she said, you know, Maggie, you have really grown. I said, oh, yeah, I had to, either that or leave, you know. It's been awesome. Some of you have been here ever since my very beginning, and some of you are just very new. And I just want to thank you, because each and every one of you has been that difference that has helped me to understand and honoring our differences. That's what I'm talking about today. The freedom to choose is what we're talking about this month. This is a month of freedom, and in Science of Mind, we embrace the understanding that God, Spirit, life shows up unique and individualized in every aspect of life, in every aspect of living, individualized in form and as each and every one of us. And you see that today. All of our practitioners are unique and different. Every one of you is. Hallelujah. And today we're honoring those differences. No two people are alike. The color of the skin, the difference of beliefs, the unique, each one special like snowflakes are unique and special like our fingerprints. We have to honor the differences. The different, unique, different means special. This is how life and spirit celebrates in nature. In every life form, life is unique and individualized, honoring each and every one of us. And I think sometimes we forget that. You see, that everything is different. There is nothing that is the same. Even twins aren't the same. They have different fingerprints. There must be a reason why we live in a world of differences. I used to want everybody to be the same. Didn't work. I wanted to try and be the same. That really didn't work. And yet for some of us, our differences have been shamed, called less than, wrong, bad. Some of us have been judged and are judged. Some of us have held these judgments against ourselves, limited our expression of life because others didn't like who we are. I've done this. I used to do it a lot. I have in the past dishonored my unique expression of life. And I've hidden it's like, have you ever hidden yourself? Or wished you were different or fit in. You know, I used to wish I was 5'9", with long blonde hair. How am I doing? Thank you. We're different, and we need to honor those differences. Because you see, I didn't fit in. And I tried really hard. I tried so hard to fit in that I denied who I was, and that's self-shaming. That's saying I'm not good enough to be who I am and to be proud of it. I finally realized instead of changing to please others or shaming myself. I needed to find new people to be around. Hallelujah. What a thought. I needed to find a new family of choice, people who liked my unique, different self, so I could be free to express me. Just to show you, one of the ways I freely express myself is I have to send a board report out to the board once a month. And so I wrote my board report, and I do these kind of things sometimes that you might not understand about me fast, and, you know, then I'm moving on to the next thing. Rick knows this about me, and most people do. So I send my board report out. I said, oh, this looks good. And they get to the part where they said, we are going to be celebrating and stooling the practitioners during service. At the board meeting, Mary Ellen said, oh, yeah, we saw that you were stooling the practitioners. And she said, but we know that about you, and we just love you. It's awesome. To be somewhere and to be different and unique and celebrate it and have people love you because you're unique. This is what I know. Differences help each one of us to learn and grow into who we are meant to be. Who are you meant to be that you're keeping under the bushel? Loving and living uniquely our way of life and our special divine self is why we're here. I really know this so much more than I've ever known before. This is what I know to be true. To be true to ourselves, no matter where we've been, no matter how you've shamed yourself or been shamed, stop it now. God loves you and can only love. And I don't care whether you believe in God or you don't believe in God, then just say, life loves you. There's a reason we are each individual expressions, and we forgot that. God loves you and gives only love to you. It's up to you to say yes to it. The day I learned this was the very beginning of my personal freedom. Because you see, I've argued with God. I love walking in the woods where to me God is bigger and I'm bigger than God. So I got an ability to really talk to God. And I'm arguing, I've got my list, laundry list. This is what's wrong with life, and this is what I don't understand, and this is what does not even make sense to me, and why would this happen? Or, you know, come on. A loving creator wouldn't create this, or people that harm or hurt or say mean things to other people or whatever they do. See, my best revelations have come from times when I've wanted to make God wrong. Anybody? Remember, God only loves. So this one day, I know you've all heard this story, but it's important. It's like I'm walking the creek, and I'm telling God all the complaining, and I did that a lot, making God wrong. And God said, the only thing is, there's only one thing for you to do, and that's love yourself. Well, now that really upset me. See, I wasn't brought up in a family that knew how to love each other and love me, and I knew God. I came in knowing God, but and that sounds really good, doesn't it? But that's really hard, especially if you're with people who don't know God. And so I said, I don't know how to love myself. So now my bargaining started. Well, I'll do this. I'll do all of this. Just don't ask me to love myself. I'm really funny, you know. We're all funny. And this is what I've learned, that God loves me. And as I'm walking the creek and I'm realizing I'm spewing all this stuff out, and God says, the only thing is you need to love yourself. And I said, I don't know how to do that. And I didn't have a good example of anybody loving me. I had a long list of all these people that couldn't love me, didn't love me, whatever. And as I'm walking, I'm going, Okay, God says I need to love myself. Then I remembered, God only loves. I guess I got to give it up to God. I got to give it up to something greater than myself and greater than my laundry list and greater than my history and greater than my shame and greater than how I have been shamed. So I started giving it to God. Teach me. I'd walk and say, teach me to let go of whatever this is and to love myself and to receive love, to learn to honor the differences of life. We first need to honor our unique, different self. That's what I got taught on that path. This is the reason life gives us examples of differences, of different personalities, of colors of skin, of religions, of sexual origins, to learn and to honor and respect our unique, special self. Because what we then get to realize when there's so many differences in life, that, whoa, different is good. And in the difference, I have to fall in love. Yeah. I said, we're going to stool the practitioners. I say a lot of more funny things than that. But maybe there's something in me that I haven't liked or accepted about myself that needs acceptance. Because you see, if there's any place that's not loving, that's not respecting, that's not honoring ourselves, that's where our work is. If we see a difference or we see somebody that all of a sudden or something happens that we dislike, that's our work. That's what we either want to give to God or say, okay, help me to love myself in this. What good does it do for me to be upset about stooling? Just laugh. Love the joy, the celebration of who you are in life. Because you see, when I went back yesterday and had an opportunity to look at where I've come from and look at, you know, I've been here 8.5 years now. It's been a learning opportunity. And it's given me this opportunity to see the difference of who I used to be. Not that it was bad or wrong, it's just different. And I'm different today. And if all goes the way I expect it to, I will be different tomorrow. Because that's my commitment to self-love, to honoring. This is what I know. Spirit of the living, loving God is alive in everyone. I see it in you. I see it in all of nature. I'm just inviting you today to see it in yourself. Start small, loving a little bit about you. See, life was created and called good. God said, this is good. So I've learned to say, I said it last week, it's all good, it's all God. If you're struggling with something, just say, it's all good, it's all God. And wait until you understand it greater. And learn to love all that you are and all that you are yet to be. This is honoring the differences. Because when we can do this, then we can honor the differences in each other. And we realize it's all part of why we're here. Let's take that to prayer. So we just recognize that there is only one life, one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence. I call this God, the infinite, the divine. By whatever name, there is only one life, one all-loving essence. It is the creator and the creation. And I recognize that this that is the creator and the creation is the life that lives within me, that's what works in me, that is what loves me, that is what lives in and through and as my very being. I am the beloved place where God shows up. And in this knowingness for myself, I know this for each and every person here today. I know that we each are unique and divine, and that is our job, to celebrate our differences, to celebrate and love who we are. Individualized expressions of the one life, the one power. And where there's a need for a healing, I call forth that miracle-working power of God to remind each and every one of us that we are so loved, and we let go of any shame, we let go of any old history, any past beliefs, and we allow ourselves to be fresh and new and vibrant in this life, this moment, this day God has made for you and for me. And I call this good. Very good. And more than I can even express in words, I know is already taking place in the mind of God. And so I trust that divine mind. And I just release my word into the ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes. You are my beloved, in whom I'm well pleased. And I just give grateful thanks for this knowing, and so much greater than I can possibly imagine is I know taking place. And if you're in agreement with me in anything, please say, and so it is. Amen.